the structural or the procedural bylaw discussion to the clerk's reports. So we are now going to hear the Councillor Shriver about the procedural bylaw. Am I right? Could I have a motion, please, to hear Councillor Shriver?
Moved, Hamilton.
Second, Vindman.
Thank you. Please proceed, Councillor Shriver.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm disappointed people are generally a lot more excited to hear me speak, so that was kind of disappointing. No, the reason I suggested to put this on a motion to put this on the floor tonight was simply because the more thought about this being deferred till February and the fact that our procedures are currently not compliant with our procedural bylaw, I think that it's important for us to continue to have these discussions. So it's not as though I'm coming tonight with some sort of magic bullet, but more so that I'd like to just see us continue to keep these channels of communication open, come to terms with what the future of this procedural bylaw looks like. And, you know, it's a relatively lighter agenda tonight versus what we're going to have probably next week and certainly as we head into agenda season. So, you know, certainly want to be collaborative in terms of the approach here. But I guess a couple of things on my mind specific to the procedural bylaw were, I think, but specific to what we heard in the public meeting really was around how agenda question period and how open forum would get incorporated into the procedural bylaw moving forward. So I was curious when we left that meeting, just to understand how other municipalities approach this. And it's not something that I put much thought to previously, but it was interesting. And just looking at Northumberland County, for example, I took note that Coburg and A&H, for example, don't offer any opportunity for public questions or comments during their meetings. Looking at Trent Hills, they have an opportunity by deputation only, and that deputation needs to be filed 7 days prior to a meeting, which is challenging, I would say. If I look at Brighton and Hamilton, for example, they both offer an opportunity, one opportunity in all of their meetings. At Brighton, it's at the end of their meetings, and at Hamilton, it's at the start of their meetings. And lastly, at Port Hope, they have a bit of a different approach whereby they've got an open period at committee of the whole, and they've got by deputation at council. So they do offer an opportunity for the public to speak at both of their meetings as well. So I just thought it was interesting as I went through that, because Cramie is certainly an outlier when it comes to offering sort of two opportunities per meeting. And I do think there's an opportunity to just think about our approach to questions and how we want to accept public input moving forward. And I guess the commentary I had on that was, like everyone here wants a practical and productive solution for incorporating public questions and feedback into our meetings. And I suppose the question is really about what's the right framework that presents public feedback in the most productive way. And that's our challenge to determine, you know, what exactly that is. So as I thought about that, there is a natural flow to our meetings every month. We start, you know, we're here tonight as committee of the whole. This committee considers new business, makes recommendations in terms what agenda items will come forward to council in the following meeting. And then second, we have a council meeting where decisions are actually made. So there's sort of a natural flow to the way that we approach our business each month. So as I thought about this, I thought that there was a productive way forward. And my initial thinking on this, and I'm certainly open to feedback, but was for council meetings to add an agenda item for deputations. And I'd like to see that fall after delegations and presentations, but before the adoption of minutes. And the deputation, similar to Port Hope, would allow individuals or groups time to speak about an agenda item of interest. The time doesn't need to be limited to questions, but should allow for people to articulate their support or concern about an item in question on the agenda. This deputation would be delivered in person, and it prevents the need for staff to parse through questions and to present questions on citizens' behalf. So, you know, look at that for a council meeting specifically. Coming back to committee of the whole, you know, when we look at this meeting here tonight, we have reports and presentations coming to us for the first time, and we're more or less considering them and seeing them for the first time. So as I think about this, I find it a bit impractical to include an agenda question period prior to the meeting, because the questions are going to be better understood once we have a chance to hear the reports and the presentations that are being delivered on that night. So as such, I say an agenda question period should be included with the open forum at the end of the meeting. So this approach allows residents two opportunities to speak directly to council before the majority of decisions are made. So the first one would be at the end of your COW meeting, and the second one would be by deputation before a council meeting, which again allows for direct communication. And I think it's a clear approach that allows for direct, thorough, and well-informed feedback. And it aligns nicely. My inspiration, I stole most of it, was Port Hope, because I think they well. So that was my only feedback with respect to how we approach the open format. And the second thing that I would like to see added to the procedural bylaw is a section around community announcements. So This is simply meant as an opportunity to provide some, to take a moment to bring some attention to any events taking place in the community. I've seen Coburg has this practice alluded towards the end of their meeting, and I just think it's a thoughtful way to incorporate, you know, what's happening in the community in a place on the agenda to be able to bring that up if there's anything appropriate. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring my thinking on this subject tonight.
Thank you. Yes, Councilor Hamilton.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Councilor Scriver. Very thoughtful. And I can totally appreciate the public question period certainly was the hot spot at our last meeting, and it probably does need further discussion. But the last time we discussed this, you would recall that I said that I had a whole host of questions throughout the procedural bylaw. And I think the reason that we deferred the discussion, if I remember correctly, is that myself and I believe Deputy Mayor Arthur also felt she needed more time. So, I mean, given that February is 2 months away and the quickest we bring it back to committee of the whole would be January, I'm not sure how quickly this moves things forward. But I would like to see us have a fulsome discussion about the procedure bylaw. I too have been doing a considerable amount of homework since the last meeting and educated myself on our procedural bylaw, went through our website and found other changes to this procedural bylaw that aren't actually incorporated into it. I've looked at procedural bylaws. I reached out to the county and I happened to reach out to the county the day after the new procedural bylaw was approved at county council. And I was given a copy of the new procedural bylaw. It didn't have a bylaw number on it because they don't issue numbers until after they're approved by council, just as a point. I have a number of questions about our existing procedural bylaw, more than just the number that's been issued for it. We've moved our meetings, our council meetings and our committee, the whole meetings, to the Keeler Center, but the majority of my committee meetings continue to happen at the town hall where there's no access for electronic attendance. So when I was sick, I wasn't able to be at the Economic Development Committee. Anyway, that's an aside. I have a whole bunch of things that I'd like us to discuss. So I'd like to request that we actually have a meeting dedicated to the procedural bylaw. I think it's second in importance only to the strategic plan.
Other comments? Yes. Wait. Councilor Shrive.
Yeah, so while the procedural bylaws, no, I appreciate that. Now, the procedural bylaws is fairly long, but I don't feel like a lot of the content within it is very controversial and warrants its own meeting, quite frankly. We heard from the public, and the real issue was around, their concern was around how we're going to be affected from a communications perspective with a new procedure. We had this come a month ago to committee of the whole after our public meeting, and, you know, people chose not to raise. I'm hearing about all these concerns, but I don't know what they actually are. Now this is the second meeting where there's lots of concerns. I'm just not hearing what they are. So I'd just rather take these concerns head on so we can consider them versus continuing to defer this while our procedures currently don't align with our bylaw.
Deputy Mayor Arthur.
Thank you. When we go back to the conversation we had to defer it, I had pages and pages, there were 70 some pages of the document, and there was lots of concerns that I had that I feel needed to be reviewed, and it was our times, it was, you know, agendas becoming impossible, there was lots. So no, not to do it on a head on, it was something that was going to take a lot of time for us to go over. We had the budget that we are pushing to get out, we are having staff working on that by the time they got that, by the time we got into January, we were hoping that February was going to be a safe time for that to come back. I am 100% agreeing that we have a concern with what's happening on our question period, with some of the things that have come through, and I would love to see something change. And if we can change something immediately, like we have in our procedure bylaw that it's at council, but now we're doing it here, is the fact that the question period, the questions have to be in by Monday morning at 10 a.m. That allows staff to go through and prepare, do anything. This, we're very courteous, or we're thinking when we did it, we're an hour ahead of time. That agenda's out on Thursday. So by Monday morning, somebody's got their questions and should be available versus, you know, trying to get everything together an hour prior to this meet. And as far as, you know, again, Joel bringing up the good point of the community announcements, that's great. And also at the end of the meeting, I think we need to look at it because I get where we can come up and make our comments and our concerns to the council at the end of the meeting. We stop some of them because we're asking what is the question. But if we look at our procedural bylaw at the moment, it says concerns. So, I mean, we need to clarify that as well. So we need time. I'm not for pushing any of this forward to bring forward in December other than the question period, putting it back that it's Monday morning following the agenda posted.
Councilor Van Aikman.
The main thrust of this whole discussion is the questions before the meeting. The questions before the meeting were put in writing so that staff and council could prepare themselves to have a proper answer. What's happened is some of the questions have ended up being 10, 15, 20 questions, taking up way too much time. I say we limit to one question each person. And if they have more questions, that can be done at the end of the meeting. I think it's very fair the way we've done it, except for it shouldn't be up to staff which questions are asked and which aren't asked. If I am thinking on making a decision during that meeting, I want to hear concerns from the public before I make that decision. Whether I agree with that person or not is totally a different thing. I do believe the intent was the same as at the end, one question per person and no arguments, no arguing. And I think we can continue that process through February or March, whenever we actually handle this, but it's limited to one question per person, and we move on from that. I don't think it has to be that difficult of a decision to come to.
Councillor Hamilton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through you to the rest of the committee. I agree that question period was the big hot point, I guess I'll call it. But there are a number of changes suggested in the draft bylaw which have made me look deeply into it. And yes, I have spoken to a number of municipal clerks and CAOs in an effort to understand, and thank you, Holly, for the information you provided me with. But in my discussions, I'm finding generally people agree that question period is really an opportunity for the community to ask questions of the council. And if it turns out that we're going to not have a question period, I want the public to know that my email address is shamilton@cranme.ca, and I'm happy to hear your questions as help me make decisions when you may ask a question of something that I didn't think of. So that's open even now as question period goes forward until whatever time we discuss this. But I will have to agree with Deputy Mayor Arthur that my concerns and the things that I would like us to discuss about the procedural bylaw go beyond question period. There are a number of things in there that I think will require a little bit deeper thought as we make our decisions going forward. Thank you.
Councillor Shriver.
So I'm curious, like, what's preventing us from hearing what those items are tonight?
I'm in the middle of my homework. I've had a month, and I could be ready in January if this committee decides that it comes back to committee the whole in January. I can't speak for anyone else at the table, but I have done a considerable amount of research and thinking about what's in that bylaw.
Mayor Arthur.
And I as well. There's been other priorities that have come up that I have not taken the time. So to give you that 70 pages I didn't bring with me because I didn't know we were going to be discussing it. So again, a lot of time, and I agree with Councillor Benigman, except I don't know that we can limit it to one question, because if we get one of those agendas that is heavy, that have a number of activities on there that somebody may have concern for item number 3, item number 4, and limiting it to which one we can ask, because sometimes, as you said, Councillor Benigman, is that it's very important for us to know before we get to that agenda item what their thoughts are. And again, we are not going to always agree on what the public may have, what my fellow councils may have, but if we have that information, it's to our benefit. And again, I am aware of the struggles that we have with these questions and what has happened, but it's got to be a straightforward question. I know you're going to be tired of me saying it. We've got to get rid of the drama. A question, you know, report to, you know, our next one, fire 0824, what area is this? Like, I mean, simple questions. We don't have to go through all the negativity that comes with these questions that we are trying so hard to make it important for the individuals and for us as staff and for us as council.
Okay, Councillor Shriver, and then our clerk, please.
Yeah, so just in response on the question thing, and that's what I really like about the deputation is that, you know, we can direct staff to come back with a recommendation, but you know, if someone has something on the agenda they want to speak about, the passion about, they get 3 minutes, they get 5 minutes, and they can use that time however they like to show their support for it, to show their concern about it, to ask any questions that they think we should be talking about. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to get answers to them, because oftentimes these things are complicated and it depends, but it doesn't need to be filtered through staff. And I think it's a very polite and civil way for people to be able to provide us feedback directly before a council meeting. And you know, maybe it will be mean-spirited to a degree, but you know, that's fine too, but it's like, it doesn't need to go through staff. It can happen once a month, and then we can take questions at the end of the committee of the whole. and there's two opportunities to give feedback before any decision is made. I just don't see this as being overly complicated, and I'm curious to know what the other issues are on this bylaw. I know it's long, but you know, there's not that much stuff to debate on here.
Our clerk, please, Holly Grant.
Thank you, Madam Chair, to members of council. I would really hope that there is some type of support to staff, especially the ones that you hire with the education and training that comes with it, that you would come and request from them. If you have a planning matter, I'm pretty sure you go to planning. If you have a clerk issue on our procedural bylaw, I would hope you would come to the clerk. Going to other municipalities and asking for support and understanding when you haven't even addressed it with a clerk, to me, is a little disheartening. I take that quite personally. I really, truly do. We're supposed to be a team and work as a team and come forward. So if there's something in this document that you don't understand, it's been before you for 2 years. 2 years that we go by a procedural bylaw, and now it's being brought forward for some cleanup. Yes, we've had issues with the open forum at the beginning. That's why we're here. We're doing discussion. But there shouldn't be 852 different things to change within this bylaw. And if there is, then I've got a huge concern, because there's a document before us that obviously you're not just liking or you want to change. This is through the Municipal Act. This is implemented as a procedural bylaw. These things happen across the board. Each municipality is different. Each clerk is going to handle things differently. Much like at the very beginning when Councillor Hamilton had asked, how can this be an amendment too? That's the point of an amendment. Yes, your procedural bylaw states that this is the order of business, but you can amend the order of business to put other things in so that you can address it. These are the things that if you have questions, I hope you would come to staff to ask.
Thank you. Yes, Councillor Hamilton.
I did, just from my perspective, I did a broad bunch of homework. You were one of the people that I knew. But I'm aware that everyone at this table is quite new in their role, yourself included. And so I was reaching to, I think I have a right to do my research where I want to. And I'm sorry if that insults you, that I am asking questions of other people as well. But that's not my intention to insult you. My intention is to educate myself. And I could tell by the confusion at the beginning of the meeting, the way the agenda was handled. I feel like I need more, I don't know if you want to call it training, but more discussion. We didn't actually discuss the procedural bylaw when we were first elected. It wasn't part of that training day. It was included in a binder, but it was never part of that training day. And so that's all I'm asking for, is an opportunity for us to discuss it and have it all explained.
So in the meantime, here we are, we're a corporation and a multi-million dollar corporation, and they have to run a business, and that is my concern as mayor. That yes, we have discussions and so on and so forth. In the meantime, the business continues. And what we are supposed to be doing as elected officials is running a corporation in the most efficient and responsible way possible. There are really tweaks and so on. But in the meantime, it behooves us to run this organization with decorum, within the law, and professionally. And in my mind, this has not been happening in terms of the decorum, in terms of respect, in terms of who we represent as elected officials to do the business of. I think having two opportunities for the public, I have no problem with, I think your suggestion is very much to the point. Have it as a deputation at a committee of the whole, and then and move on. We need to have some parameters and some respect and some decorum. This is a legal entity, and it is being treated like a frat house, and I won't have it. And I will continue it, if I see things getting out of hand, to just exercise that right. We must maintain decorum, and we must maintain respect, and that has not been happening. So I think we need to have an official, well-understood protocol of how this business runs and how we conduct business. So I like the suggestion that we have some formality, that everybody understands the rules. You can't just come and mouth off ad nauseum. There are places outside of this council chamber where that can happen, where you approach us individually or by email or whatever. But when we are conducting business here, we are conducting business officially, legal. And I want that decorum understood. And respect of staff, I think, is absolutely crucial. None of us here because we're having, you know, frat parties, as I say. We mean it. And I think we owe each other that mutual respect, and I want the decorum, I want the structure. Enough of this. When we come here, for example, sometimes we meet for 1 hour, sometimes we meet for 4 or 5. There have been other cases where we've met for 10, because we sit here and get the work done. And there has to be that structure, and it is not at the whim
outside interpretations or whatever. So I think if everybody understands the rules and the opportunities, and this is where this fits and that fits, whatever, there is lots of opportunity to bring back the procedural bylaw and go through if you have concerns later. But right now I'm concerned about the protocol and the way this is being conducted. It is not good. It is not well understood. When people come here to do business and they're subjected to a bizarre show, I think we have to have some control. We are the business people. We are the board. Want that control. So I support, Joel, your suggestion, and I think that's doesn't mean it can't be changed later on, but I would like to see that protocol, and I would like to see the mutual respect of everyone here in terms of what we have to know where we all fit and to respect one another. I would support Joel's suggestion immediately.
I'm happy to put a motion on the floor suggesting that we direct staff to investigate incorporating a deputation at the beginning of a deputation period at the beginning of council after delegations and presentations and before the adoption of minutes, and investigating the question period at the beginning of meetings, the committee of the whole to move to the end of that meeting so that there's one question period for each meeting.
Point of order, we are having this discussion because Councillor Shriver wishes to bring back the motion under section 24.9 of the procedural bylaw regarding discussion and decisions on the procedural bylaw. And that requires a two-thirds vote, and we have not arrived at the decision of whether or not we're going to open up the full discussion of procedural bylaw.
Have you heard his resolution? Read it again, please.
Through you, Madam Chair, you can't make that resolution yet because that what we have on here, what you've put the motion on the floor is Councillor Hamilton is correct. The motion on the floor is whether you're going to keep the deferral till February or you're going to bring it back and you could make it till council or whatever else or January or whatever. That's what's on the floor right now.
So so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'll say I'll make a motion to bring this back to council at the next council meeting.
I will second that.
Okay, discussion. All in favor?
Nay, Arthur.
Nay, Hamilton.
Aye, Scriber.
Bennigman, aye.
Martin, aye. So it needs to do whatever. Okay. So in the meantime, do I remind council that I have authority? I have the authority to change the structure of the meeting. It is my meeting. I just remind you of that. I'm not doing it now, but I do retain that power.
You're gonna have to provide me with some evidence of that. And I know, Holly, your response to my request about the confusion at the last meeting was fulsome and it covered several documents, and I remain unconvinced that it actually, that the mayor has the right to override the council and the agenda that's approved.
And we proceed. Yes, Clerk Holly Grant.
Through you, Madam Chair, into Councillor Hamilton. She didn't override it. So she didn't change the order. The order was still there. We had question period. Because there's no motion from it, because there was no material, she decides as per the sections of what is to be spoken to or not. And she decided not to read the questions. That is at her discretion and or the clerks. She cannot change the order of business without a motion. So the order of business still went in as it was supposed to.
Thank you, Madam Clerk, for that. And I know I remember from your email. Let me get the words actually. The exact words that had appropriate questions that met the criteria required been submitted, they would have been read aloud. That's not how it was described to us at that time. What was described to us by the mayor was her authority under the Municipal Act to do that. And so if it had been described differently, perhaps it would have been acceptable. At this point, I think we're 2 weeks later, the questions were submitted for council and they were never yet given to council. I do not yet know what those questions are.
Excuse me, but there was a public question period at the end? and the questions were not asked.
All questions submitted, whether read aloud or not, are attached to your minutes, so they're attached to your minutes for all of council to review.
Thank you.
Yes, Councillor Shriver.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just say, like, the power is in council's hands here to bring forward some ideas and put a process in place that makes sense and that we can all agree upon. We can sit here all day and think of reasons why the current thing is no good and, you know, why it needs to be approved upon, but we actually have the ability to make decisions and bring ideas forward and move on. So, you know, if there's something that people are not happy with the way the procedures are being going, you know, I reiterate that that's on us because this is our authority and it's our job to make that happen.
Councillor Hamilton.
I promise to be fully prepared in February when it comes back.
We have no motions, we have nothing. We'll move on to the fire report, please.